everybody. Well, today's Wednesday. It's Creation Lifeship Healing Program. And the date today is March 9th, 2016. So let's start the call with releasing the energy of the date. So here we go. Got a 3 and a 9 there. So releasing that. 1, I guess you could add the 2016 and get another 9, I guess. So here we go. Let's see. Numbers with 3s in it, so visible by 3. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do a clearing for a specific incident that you may have had. And here we go. Let's do that clearing now. Think of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And we're going to bring peace energy to you. You may have more than one light beam up or more than one screen. Maybe even different locations in your house. So here we go. Bringing in the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, well, we'll start our show. We'll see if Michelle's out there in DBS Radio Land. Are you out there?
Yes, I am here, Ron, and hello, everyone, and the world, whoever's listening. Welcome to Creation Lightship Wednesday night show, and that refers to Ron's website, which is www.creationlightship.com. Welcome to the show. If you have any emails that you want to send us, you are welcome to write to us, and that is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I will get those, but we actually have a lot in the inbox already, so I'm going to start reading those and see if, Ron, you want to answer any questions.
Yeah, let's see how many we can answer tonight. Yeah, as many as you want to read off, but let's hit it.
Okay, so this one is about sleep abductions, and it says, you mentioned in the past a timeline crash, sleep abduction of the spirit and body, to stop us from getting abducted at night. I've been using the abduction clearing and inserting this in the box and running it while I sleep. Does this work?
It will work. It all depends, you know, how the aliens are interfacing with the clearing. So if they found a way around it, then it may not work. But typically it will work until they can figure out a way to maybe not have it work. That's the hardest thing is trying to stay, you know, in your bed at night, because that's their realm, and they go after people normally then. But timeline crashes is probably one of your best defenses for that. Maybe the alien attack stage two, having the light beam staying up in your room, you know. So there's all different ways of doing it. Maybe you need to get another monitor. Maybe having two monitors up in your room might be a little stronger for you. So there's no 100% way the aliens are going to be fended off, but we're doing the best that we can. So back to you.
Yeah, actually, fantastic idea, because it would take you off of those timelines, but there's probably so many, and everybody is also on that timeline, but eventually probably would do some good. So that's a great idea, listener, whoever wrote that in. And another way to contact us if you don't want to email, but it's still through online, is also through the fast chat, which you can access on Ron's front page of his website. Okay, so this is a great question. Ron, could you explain the century clearing? So, Ron, are you there?
Yeah. It would be like your past lives of when you lived here. It may not cover everything, but it does go back to when you initially first incarnated, or your most consistent lifetimes that you've had here. So if you weren't taken off planet, then it would go back to where and when you first came here. So it goes from this present time going back, And those sessions I normally do with people, say in person or over the telephone. You don't have to be with me on the phone. It could take sometimes 3 to 4 hours to do. So that's one thing that is kind of helpful because it does release you from a lot of your past. What I will mention about the previous question is, let's just say that you're doing fine, you're not on any timelines, and you're sleeping good, and then all of a sudden you realize that you got stuck on one, maybe a week it goes by, and I'll think, well, I've been out there. So how did they get you? Okay, that's the first question. Did they get you because of you wearing your T-shirt, saying you could never be abducted? Or did they get you because maybe one of your friends that you physically know wanted you to be created with them on the timeline, so now you're on that timeline, and they naturally connect you to it and abduct you. So you could be taken out on timelines because somebody who lives here wants you there. Remember, they go through memories. So they'll go through someone else's memories, and let's just say that you're in a car driving and you're married, or you have a partner, or you have a good friend with you, okay? And they get abducted. Well, automatically they're going to remember, this is all in the person's thoughts. This is their own movie set, and you're in their movie set. So it has nothing to do with you at first because you weren't abducted, but your friend was. So you're in the, we'll say that you're in the passenger seat and they're driving the car, and all of a sudden the Indians go, wow, this is a great scene here, going on mountain roads, you know, and maybe we can cause some problems here with mountain driving. But naturally, as they bring the person's scene up of him driving, you're in the car. They go, oh, well, we got to get this person, too. They're in the car with the person that we've abducted, so they can abduct you from that. So not to make matters worse, that could be the reason why maybe you're having problems out there by not staying home because your friends are actually, you know, in a sense, I guess they're working against you, which that isn't the right way to really put it, but they can get you because of somebody else's abduction experience. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Michelle.
I guess okay, so...
Right?
What's that? Well, it does bring up a lot of questions. So, okay, so like... you're saying if your friend is dreaming about you or you are in your friend's dream, then the aliens can get you that way, in which case you may or may not know about this event. So taking yourself off those timelines through doing the timeline crash about sleep abductions would also help that situation. So then that actually brings up what I wanted to ask you tonight, and it was talked about at the conference a little bit, was if you are, like, thinking about an event that maybe you're connected to somehow but hasn't necessarily occurred in your life, but you're very connected with somebody and this event has occurred to this person who, say, is your friend, we had discussed that you could timeline crash the event happening to you and to your friend through you, because your friend knows maybe nothing about timeline crashing and you do, and you could basically break down the event for yourself, being connected to it and having it happen to you in this life or another lifetime, and you can also basically help out your friend quite a bit. And then would that help anybody else that's also on that timeline?
It definitely would. Whoever's on that timeline, whether you know them or not, they will be released also. So let's just say that you happen to go to a large event. I went to an auditorium. Maybe it was like a rock and roll concert or something. And you're there with maybe whatever, what is say, 100,000 people. And you're enjoying this event, and you happen to scan the whole audience with your eyes to see who's there. You know, not really that you're going to recognize anybody, but you just kind of do a scan there, and all of a sudden, each one of those people have data. And so the aliens could take that and stop, freeze frame that, and actually see who that person was if they happen to recognize them or get their frequency and then they can abduct everybody there just because you're there, too. That's what we're kind of talking about. So from there, if you get dreams about being at this rock concert in the future, you've already been there, but now you're getting them again, and you go, wow, why am I having this? You know, that happened 5 years ago. Well, you could do a timeline crash on that, and everybody who was there that you're viewing, seeing, would be released from that. And then also maybe other people, you know, would be involved with that too that you know nothing about. That would also be connected maybe to that film footage, we'll say. So that's the way it works. So when you do a timeline crash, it not only helps you, but everybody else on that same timeline that you're on. Because they need people there. They need stand-ins, you know. They need somebody there. You just couldn't have yourself there with one particular person because they need to have more people show up to do things with you. And also, other people could be having a similar rock concert somewhere else at a different time, and they could have just put them onto the rock concert timeline. So you could be seeing people that maybe, you know, maybe in the 60s or the 70s all on that similar timeline or having different events happening on that basic timeline that you're on. So it could be the concert timeline, and you could have hundreds of concerts going on there. So when you crash that, you're taking away that energy of all the abduction. So back to you.
Well, that's actually amazing news. So if there's anything that, like, a person is interested in, but you want to stop because maybe it's not a good event, let's say, you could help out a lot of people by timeline crashing your connection to it. That is amazing. And that actually brings us to the next question, which kind of goes with that. It's asking for a sample clearing, but it might be a different answer, actually. So it says, can you please clear anything that we've seen in a video? It says, I saw something in a ritual that gave me a lot of negative energy, so they're asking for a clearing for that, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty, I would just suggest that you go on and do it yourself, and, you know, this is one of those things where one clearing is not going to help you. Get on there and do timeline crashes.
Yeah.
You know? So
especially, yeah.
That you know about it now, since you're asking that question, means that it's probably happened more than one time or you're on multiple timelines. So that's the whole process, is do timeline crashes on it. So back to you.
Yeah, and especially for the type of thing that the question pertained to, a lot of people are on it, and if it had meaning for you, that you feel connected to it, then obviously you were connected to it at some point. So it was like a reminder that, like, hello, take a look at this. So what is the free one on your website, Ron, that does timeline crashing for, you know, people as well without actually doing the timeline crash one that you would pay for? I believe that there is one, and I'm not sure, is it the satellite timeline or the Earth Protect? They are listed as timeline crashes. It says the satellite timeline crash, the Earth Protect timeline crash, and then I know the gray skies is for alien ships. So
yeah, that's not going to affect your situation, you know, of what you're mm-hmm. dealing with. Those are just specific ones for, you know, what they're, you know, claimed to work for to be. So, you know, just go on and pay for the timeline crashes.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to use it for those.
And then how about also the media healing? Do you think that would help?
Yeah, it could help. It all depends. Yeah, it would help you because, you know, did you get involved with it? So the media clearing is something that comes upon you and watching something, and you get all this energy coming to you from your TV screen or whatever. And so that's what it's for, is to release that energy off of you. So So, yeah, if you went to a concert and all of a sudden, you know, you had all this energy on you from going there, that the media one could possibly work, but it's not going to get you off of a lot of timelines. It will help to stabilize you from that event. Normally, the media clearing is for, like, you know, if you got shocked or something, you know, and, you know, you want to get the energy off of you. But it's not going to do anything for timeline. You can still get the shock energy off, but you could be on timeline because you got shocked. All depends how fast the aliens are working to abduct you. And if they realize that you are now a victim with being shocked, if they didn't see it, you may not be on timelines. So back to you.
Yeah, so what I gather, I don't think we've really talked about it for a while, but let's say somebody does the media clearing for the whole life, or they do even the emotional clearing for the whole life or any of the other whole life clearings, basically. It's not that that problem will ever happen again. How does it work in the body? Does it remove, like, the residue of that having an effect on your body?
When you do the whole lifetime clearings, it works with the issues that you have in that body. So, you know, in that energetic body that's leaking into your physical body. Remember, nothing happens to you until those bodies get you know, filled up, completely contaminated, and they start spilling over into your physical body. That's just one way to look at it. So, you know, if you put out the issues in that body, then you probably won't have them come to you again unless somebody triggers something into you, shows you something. Then it will start now working like it did before initially. It'll find your DNA, which has that problem, and bring it forward. So once you clear out what you've experienced in this lifetime, which is the whole lifetime clearing, you know, we'll just say that's 90% effective. And from there, you know, once you're basically cleaned out, you probably won't have any more of those situations happening to you, but somebody else can and will trigger something on you. And that's where, well, you want to get the unlimited version, but if you never get triggered, then you're probably going to be home free and have a great life. So that's the way that the clearings are made to work. It clears you from what you had in your past. You still have probably millions of things still in your DNA that hasn't resurfaced yet. So why are those events resurfacing? Because you're seeing something, feeling something, experiencing something. It's coming into your senses, and when it comes into your senses, then that activates your DNA. And remember, it's taken you your whole life to have your problems that you have now. Once you get yourself cleaned up, you feel pretty good. And maybe, you know, having, you know, a few thousand of these things attached to you in those bodies maybe won't make much of a difference. But normally, you don't want to get contaminated. You know, how full is those energetic bodies that is protecting you, and at what stage do they get overloaded? So the process is to keep yourself clean. You know, keeping your body temple sacred. That's why we have the clearing, so you can keep on, like with the unlimited version, just to keep yourself cleaned out. And you're going to know when something gets activated in you because you're going to have an emotion on it. So if you don't have any emotions when you see something, then you're probably not being activated. You're just seeing something and nothing got triggered and you're fine. But if you have an emotion, then you know that you just contaminated your body, and what is that body going to now bring up, you know, in your DNA? How far and how many connections are there for that one event? Because all of a sudden, all your DNA gets activated again. Is it just one scene, or is it multiple? And now you're on that roller coaster ride again. So that's why you want to do the clearings and do the unlimited version. So you stay at peace. Back to you.
Yeah, it's really great. I know there's people that say take the emotional healing or the entity healing or whatever one that they have, and they literally run it every day. And it's fascinating because I have experienced it where something that I definitely know would have really affected me in the past, emotionally, made me feel really bad or really good. And I just go, oh, that's interesting. To me, it's just interesting now. Like, it doesn't really affect me emotionally. And one of our listeners brought up quite a while ago that there is this extra little box that sometimes gets overlooked. And so I just wanted to bring it up in case somebody didn't hear that, because it's such a fantastic little box. So it's in all of the whole life clearings. And in the first section where there's a radio button, you hit on specific period. And when you first do the clearing, you do it, it says 01- whole life, enter current age, and you do the clearing by your entire age. So let's say if you're 40, you put 40 in the box, and then you let it run. It takes about 20 minutes or so, and it'll clear those bodies out during all those sections of your life that it's going through. But then if you want to, say, run it every day, or you want to run it once a week and just clear yourself out, you can go to, it goes from 2 to 7, and it says last specified years, last specified months, weeks, days, just anything that may have occurred since yesterday. And then you could even do today, so you could run it every day. Because I think you mentioned before, Ron, that you don't need to run like your whole life every time. Once it's done, it's done. Did you want to add anything more about that?
Yeah, that the last part you talked about is for the unlimited option only. So if you bought the whole lifetime clearing and then you're going in there after you did the clearing, it will not work for you. So you need to go in and get the unlimited, and that's why you run those specific days or incidences, and you can type something in there. You know, you saw, you know, a chipmunk, you know, get taken away by a bird or something, you know, or whatever bothered you, what you saw. That's when you enter something in there of an incident. That's for the unlimited usage. For that particular clearing, the first one just takes you maybe up to a half an hour and you're done, and there's no need to revisit the page again because you've already done it. If you want to stay current with your clearing, and most people could feel great for 6 months, then they start realizing that they're taking on stuff. They go, I better get the unlimited version so I can stay current with my clearing that I have, because now I'm getting recontaminated. And so then you go in and you pay the $50. And at that point, you do the unlimited. You don't repeat the whole clearing like you did before. You just type in, and maybe you need to do it for a month or 2 months or something. Just type it in, then run it for 2 months, and that'll clear you out. Now you're on a day-to-day basis. So at night, you go into the clearing, and you think, what did I have happen to me today that's bothering me? Well, you type it in there and run the clearing. Take probably 20 seconds, and you're done. You turn your computer off, go to a different screen or something. You don't need to do it anymore. It's just one time, and that's it. So those boxes where you type an event in is only for the unlimited version, not for somebody who's doing the whole lifetime one, which you only do it one time. So if you're trying to put events in there and you're doing it, you know, that way, it's not going to work unless you have the unlimited, because you should have had them cleared out already. So back to you. And some people, I have had people say, gee, Ron, it's a clearing, but, you know, I don't know if it really got this one or not, and I keep thinking about it now. Well, now you're contaminating yourself because you're not believing that the clearing worked. So you don't want to look back upon your life, because when you start thinking about it, now you've created more timelines on it. So you just need to do the clearing and don't look back. And if you try to see if it did work, then very possibly you could draw something out of your past, out of your DNA that wasn't activated yet, and now you're contaminating yourself by your thoughts. So back to you.
Yes, and then now you have to do the clearing again, which is fine. If I always like to buy the... When I buy a whole life clearing, I just automatically, you know, do the unlimited, so it's all together. I know it's a little extra, but it's always worth it because I use them frequently. So it's always a good idea. You have to go in and go, okay, which one was the unlimited codes and which one was the one that's no longer going to work for me? And they're all together. So That always works good. Okay. I'm trying to figure out which part of this question I should read, Ron. It's basically one of our listeners wants a very clear answer, as much as you can give, about the situation with mosquitoes that I believe is happening somewhere in the world. And it says they want to know if mosquitoes have a free choice and if they can choose the light and get a light beam body.
I have no clue on that one. I don't know, you know.
I think they might be asking because a long time ago, you kind of just mentioned, and I don't really know if this is what you meant or if I heard this incorrectly or not, which may have also happened, but you said the light doesn't create everything. Like, you know, we've been kind of taught this idea that it's all good, but it's actually not all good. Our spirits are good and we're created in the light, but there were also things that the darkness just brought here just basically to annoy us, and that the mosquitoes may or may not have been one of those particular things. So that means, would the mosquitoes be just a manifestation of the darkness, or are they an alien race, or are they a scientifically generated thing? You know, and yes, you may not know. So
bite and draw blood and stuff and cause harm. I don't think that they were created by the light. So I would say that they're not created by the light. I can't say that they would go to the light if they had the choice. You could do the alien to light clearing, but you can only do it on one mosquito. You can't do it on the whole race of mosquitoes or everything else, you know. And probably if you saw a mosquito and it's on you, you're probably going to kill it anyway, you know, spot it. And so at that point, it's dead, you know. So I don't know what to say on that one. You know, I don't think anybody's going to watch it suck the blood out and stay out and put the light clearing on. Is it going to spit all the blood out, you know, back into you again? I don't know.
Well, I guess it's technically classified as an insect, but I'm wondering if your clearing that you gave us that works on animals indefinitely would help in any way. Because I know when you said this clearing will work on animals indefinitely, and you said it can work on, like, a group of ducks or a group of deer or something that you saw. So would it work?
No, I was talking about mosquitoes, though.
Yeah, right.
Or flocks. That's just, you know, two-legged and four-legged things, you know?
Mm. Oh, okay. So that's...
I was talking about mosquitoes, yeah.
So that's,
or
like, those
widows,
are insects.
Or black widows or snakes or anything like that. I wasn't, you know, talking about them. Or hornets, you know. So
that would be the difference between animals and insects. So that clearing is going to work for animals but not insects.
Right.
Okay. Being a human, we kind of tend to categorize those all together. They're all other things than humans. Okay. All right. So let's see here. Somebody has written in. This looks like a communication between a couple people, so I'm just going to skip that. Okay. So this one says, on the BBS Monday show, Ron mentioned that if we buy one whole life clearing, we can get the second one at half price. And they have purchased the whole life clearing for the unlimited for emotional. And they would like to work on getting the necessary whole life clearings for the new healing that Ron has made available for us. So they're wondering, okay, do they need a special code to get half price for their next clearing?
No, just send me an email that you're doing it and put half your age in when you purchase it. And I just need to know about that you're doing what you've done in the past. You know, I get this clearing, now I'm buying this one next for half price, and just send me an email on that, and makes it very simple that way.
Okay.
Oh, back to you.
And then I know there was a little bit more clarification wanted at one point, and somebody answered, well, how about if I buy a clearing, let's say, for a child, and it's it only goes to, say, $100, and the answer was that if you spent over $100 on a whole life clearing, then your second one can be half price. Is that correct?
Oh, so that would be correct, yeah.
Okay. And then the other... Was that?
Yeah, so that's fine. So it's made for the whole lifetime clearing, so you can have you or your mate or another family member you get a clearing for, you know, half the amount. Normally it's for husband and wife, let's say, or your partner. That's what it's designed for. But the children are okay, too. Maybe you don't want to, maybe you're divorced, and you don't want to do one for your ex, you know? If you have children, and you could do it that way for them, too. So.
Okay. And then the other thing that might be confusing, so I just wanted to clarify it, is that we are specifically talking about the whole life clearings that are determined how much you pay is by $5 times the person's age, but there are several clearings on your website that are just like, this is the price. The price is $100, or the price is, say, $200 for 3 month usage of body rejuvenation.
Yeah, those correspond to that half price special. It's only for whole lifetime clearings.
Okay. So that's just what I wanted to say there.
I'd say most of those are bundles anyway, so you're already getting a discount on them when you do a bundle.
Yes, definitely. Okay, and let me see here. Okay. So this person is wondering, somebody was in a medically induced long-term sleep situation, and then also on a medication to keep them comfortable. And they feel that this person may or may have been abducted during this time. And, okay, so I think they're wondering if the emotional body would help them while they are in, say, a medically induced coma. It goes on to say the person then died, and they're wondering if they have done the deceased loved one emotional body on them.
If the person died, it doesn't matter what their situation was in the past, okay? So let's just go to that. So a person dies, and what can you do to help them? Well, you want to get their spirit out of here, and you want to do that within probably the first 2 weeks, if possible. I have seen people here longer than that, but typically 2 weeks to a month is probably what you have to save them. Other than that, if you don't want to be visited by their emotional body, and sometimes that emotional body gives you guilt and regret as it comes in because you start thinking about the person, especially if you're emotionally attached to them, you know, are you going to just say, oh, I see Fred here. Okay, he's dead. No problem. Go away, Fred. You know, I don't go see somebody else. But normally, Fred will give you all the scenes and scenarios about what you guys did together. Now you're going to be missing Fred. So all of a sudden, now you're dealing with emotions of missing Fred, that's harming you, and you're trying to think of something good about Fred now, probably, because now all of a sudden Fred is in your life because he's working with your mind, with your emotions, coming to you, into your mind, so you want to get rid of Fred, because it's tormenting you, so that's why you want to do that deceased loved one's emotional clearing, and it can help out, everybody else in your family. You know, if it was, Fred is known to your family or maybe to people who you're working with. maybe a boss dies or something, and you have 50 people that are employees, and they all liked him, and so where's Brett going to go? Going to go to all the people there, tormenting them, you know? And, you know, because it's normally, you know, when something that, you know, when you miss somebody, normally you have heartache, okay? That's what I'm talking about. So if you have heartache, then you want to get rid of Fred. And then you're on timelines now with Fred. So you don't want to do that, so get rid of Fred. Get rid of that emotional body. So back to you.
Yes, Ron, and I always feel that it's really the kind thing to do. Like when someone passes away, they say, may he rest in peace. But honestly, they're talking about his emotional body. Because if a person wasn't, quote-unquote, resting in peace, that would be their emotional body floating around, meaning a ghost. And that is their emotional body that you can actually see to it that the person is resting in peace, meaning you run the deceased loved one emotional body clearing. It is only $50 once they have died. And then it will put their emotional body back to the earth where it belongs, and that being will basically be resting in peace in our language. So
that's perfect.
I think that,
yeah, rest in peace. Yep.
Yep. I think it's a very kind thing to do, as opposed to making them basically wander around forever searching for a body to feed off of, you know. Even if the person was a kind, loving person when they were alive, then, you know, maybe somebody's like, oh, well, I really like this person, and I wish I could feel them. I wish they would, like, come to me in their death so I could feel them again because they were so lovely when they were alive. But that's not really respecting the person that you say you love so much. It's probably kinder to let them rest. So it's a really amazing clearing that people can get for people that have passed on. Okay, so this next listener has done several specific clearings, and they mention them, and then they're wondering what else they can do. So the ones that they have said that they have already done are the alien head connectors, the dark side mind control, which is energy from other people thinking about them. The alien head connectors is one of the free ones on Ron's website. And then they also mentioned that they have done the alien mind control on the self-empowerment option, but they are still feeling that they are under some sort of a mind control situation, and it causes them headaches often. Ron, could you answer that? Because I know that there's a lot of situations that could help with that.
Yeah, the first thing is you have to find out, is it internal or external? That's the first thing. And then the next thing, remember, internal is what you're dealing with genetics, okay? And then the external is, are the aliens transmitting stuff to you to cause this? And then, is it the three clearings that you have worked with, or is it the ones that you paid for? So the pre-clearings are just there like a fly swatter. They do great work. They can kill lots of flies, you know, but basically, if it works with internal stuff, pre-clearing is not going to clear out your internal stuff. So, you know, the alien, the head connector is a free one, so that can help you with that. But maybe it goes deeper. So you could be doing that 100 times, and if you have something going into your past dealing with, you know, alien abductions and stuff, then by all means, you better get on that alien attack page. You know, the pre-clearing is just a fly swatter. You know, get in there and start working with yourself. If that now is internal, maybe your parents were abducted, and you're abducted now, and, you know, could go back to family genetics. You got to first find out what clearings you're doing that has benefited you as an internal clearing, which would be your whole lifetime clearing. And maybe you found something, maybe like on the self-empowerment clearing, that may have helped you somewhat, which is what you paid for. Maybe you did another clearing that had something in there, but you may want to go deeper. And then what about the timeline? So you need to get off the timelines. So that's the problem. And then do the upside-down timeline version on your situation. Get rid of the creative program that's making it real for you that you're experiencing. So do you have anything to add, Michelle?
Well, there are so many good ones for different mind situations. There's the mind looping one, if you're consistently thinking about the same thing over and over again. Can't get it out of your head. That's a great one. You just write the situation in, and lo and behold, within a certain amount of time, you just totally stop thinking about it. It's awesome. And then there's...
We have the Freedom Clearing. The Freedom Clearing has a couple of mind ones in there, too. I know. I think it has the Abduction Clearing. You might... I don't know what's in there, but I think there's four clearings that could help you on the Freedom Clearing, which deal with alien stuff. So...
There's the mind matrix clearing.
Yep.
Do you want to explain that one, Ron? Because that one sounds so awesome.
Yeah, that one gets rid of, or helps get rid of, we'll say, remember, nothing is 100%. So it helps to get rid of the energies and how you're sucked into the matrix and where you're going and what timelines you're on and how they're connecting to you. So that's like, main thing that you're in the mind matrix, and so you want to get out of that matrix system, and the matrix system is how the aliens connect to you, you know, energetically some way using that system. And they may, you know, also use, like we thought about, the head connectors to imprint that into you and to connect you with that. So you get the mind matrix, you have the abduction barcode. I know you have a blood alien blood barcode. There's many things that we have online that would work with the mind matrix, because they've got to convince you to control you. Remember, they have to control you through the mind. Another way of stating that, they have to control you through your thoughts. So you need to look at what's on the website that deals with mind, that deals with your thoughts, that deals with the matrix. And all those clearings, each one could help you out. Unfortunately, the aliens have it nailed down so that, you know, whatever you're, you know, doing, they probably have a way to, you know, trap you in something. That's why we have so many clearings, to try to figure out what they're doing to give you an antidote for it. Because you could have, remember, we got the free clearing for alien oxygen, and that might help you out, because it may get rid of the oxygen imprinting that they gave you, implants, we'll say, into your blood. And so that may help you out, along with maybe the alien blood barcode clearing. Get that out of you. And then you have your natal barcode clearing, how they're connecting to you, you know, through your natal chart and through your name, you know, words, letters, we'll say, numbers. Remember, everything here is controlled. You know, if you look, have you seen, or have you had the luxury, we'll say, I should say the benefit, everything's a benefit. Have you had the benefit of seeing what time it was today without you wanting to not even look at the clock, and you have to look at it, you know? So if you had that benefit, then they gave you that privilege. You want to get rid of your privileges. You want to back out of their system. So by backing out, you're doing the clearings to release yourself from being a slave here, from being trapped in their program. So you have to look at everything as a program, and how do you get out of the program? That's why we have so many clearings that deal with mind energy, because the mind energy is what they gave you to trap you here. So you're thinking all the time, and when you think about it, then that produces DNA, and that also produces reincarnation. So back to you.
Yeah, so there's so many good ones. I also think the Galactic Federation clearing is always a great one. And that is found on the website. It is not listed in Free Healings, but there is a free version listed under the book. And when you click on the book, it says All Free Healings. And if you look under Galactic Federation, because it could be any alien race, but is the Galactic Federation a lot of the people or the beings that are constantly trying to get to us?
I would say so. That would probably be the pecking order that would be here controlling the planet. There's probably other energies out there that work with other star systems, et cetera, But the Rugby Federation, as we have it listed there, would be ones that are controlling you. And then there's that pecking order, because they have a quote-unquote spiritual hierarchy, and they use the angel energies that people call upon, not knowing that through light or the darkness, because they don't know the difference. But, you know, it sounds good, and naturally, you talk to anybody about angels, they're going to go, oh, angels are so wonderful, you know. But not knowing that those energies that may have appeared as what you call an angel may have only been here for 5 minutes, and they gave their message and left. Now people keep thinking upon it, creating it over again, and it's created by the light of the darkness by your thoughts. Remember, when you do the mind to heart drop, then you realize that source energy never communicates. So if you consider source energy as being light, then you know that there could be no light in any angels out there or anything else, or the masters, because people are talking all about them and what they do, and they use them thinking that they're coming to them to give them messages, etc. That's just the light of the darkness. And, you know, it's not always a bad thing, but source energy never communicates. So we can't judge itself. Once you realize that, then you realize, yeah, gee, I must be alone here, because I can't call upon anything outside of myself because it'll be darkness. And that is correct. So you're alone here with your own spirit, where you should be. You shouldn't have anything outside of yourself controlling you, guiding you, telling you what to do. So that'll be darkness. That's why you're stuck here. That's why you're living today. And you didn't leave. Jesus was here 2,000 years ago. You got the wrong bus ticket, or you got indoctrinated into some type of ritual practice or something back then, and you went sideways again. You know, how many ascensions have you lost or missed? How long have you been here? And divide that by 2,000, those years, and you can see how many ascension points you lost because of mind energy being trapped here. And it's really hard to change people's belief systems because it works perfectly for them. So back to you.
Yeah, I have a feeling that there's certain practices out there that we're kind of aware of, but nobody really talks about, and I'm not necessarily going to mention it. I'm just going to allude to it, that people have done for a long time because they have felt alone and they have felt powerless, and then something has happened and made them feel more powerless. And so they thought, oh, man, what do I do? I'm gonna get with this group of people. They seem to have some power. I'll hook up with them and pretty much do whatever they ask of me. And that way I'll get some power. But it's really, and they may get some things, but it's not really their power. And it's not real power. They're just getting some things that make it appear like maybe they feel safer or they feel powerful. They feel like they're doing some things that feel fun for a little while. But, you know, a very wise friend once told me, he said, there is a difference between pleasure and happiness. And I thought, that is so true. There is a big difference between what you think may feel pleasurable, but it's not actually going to give you true happiness. And I think the only thing that can really give you happiness, or I think what he actually meant was peace, is feeling, you know, your spirit and your body, and knowing that you are safe, you're okay, you don't need to hook up with things that are actually just taking your energy. But it's, you know, it's been tricky for people that have been coming back here for so long, and that really probably explains most of us. It's like, we're like, wow, you know, if something happens, especially when you're really young, you want to find power, and you're taught that you can, you know, pray or call out for something. But, you know, just from listening to you, Ron, I've realized that the light beings, not only have they pretty much not been here for like 2,000 years, they did that to give us free will, and it is our choice where what we have done with that. But that now that they're like in our sphere, basically, they're still not going to come down here because it's so dark here. And we don't even have a concept of how dark it is because we're all just in the soup. It's like we don't even know that we're in the soup because we're like, well, I'm in the soup and it's pretty hot, but it's still like, it's not as hot as I know it used to be. It's not as bad as it could be. I see this person over here and they're really in the soup and they're having a bad situation, but the light beings, it's like, well, it's no. But you've given us a wonderful gift through using the website and you coming here and being a conduit or an ambassador for the Creation Lightship, that this is our way to ask for a healing. I don't know, did I just explain that or not?
Yeah, you're good, yeah. Yeah, that's good, yeah. So the whole thing is to realize that you are alone here and you have your spirit and you want to get rid of the thoughts that you have, and then you're peaceful. And then you're working with your spirit. Your spirit probably is not going to contact you too much because it would have to be in judgment. But people do have insights on things. And, I can't say that's not your spirit, but typically your spirit is a non-judgment. But you may be getting body information or something, or maybe you're sensing something out there and you're getting great information on that. When something normally talks to you, you can almost guarantee it's going to be something outside of yourself, entities or something that's coming forth, opposing as something that's great and wonderful. And that's what you want to be definitely aware and maybe be aware of that. Back to you.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we could talk about this one for a long time, but... Okay, somebody is wondering if you could possibly tell us again some of the pre-clearings that will need to be done before the body blueprint clearing comes out. And I realize that it is not yet on the website. It's still being worked on, but I think...
Yeah, I got it.
You want to listen?
What you probably want to do is the one we talked about on Monday. So what I basically have here on the body blueprint clearing, you need to have emotional, mental, feeling, sensory, trauma, curses, hexes, spells, dark side practitioner, set sequence timing. And then we have the bundle, the freedom bundle. So you want to get that bundle. And there might be one other thing in there, but what you really want to get first, which will have prerequisites also, and the prerequisites for this clearing, which is what we talked about on Monday, which is the skin aura clearing. We'll be changing the name on it somewhat, but, you know, you need to have your emotional, mental, feeling, fear, and trauma. Those are the five that you need before you do the auric skin auric clearing. And that one I can send to you once you do those prerequisites. And that one costs $200, and it's a clearing that you can use whenever. And it's a very, very nice clearing. We talked about it Monday. You can go to the Monday program, which I believe was the 7th, March 7th. But that does have those five prerequisites in there, and most people probably already have these anyway. Those are the basic ones that people live with. You know, you have your emotional body, your mental, so right away that takes care of two of them that everybody probably has done. People live in fear, and you have feelings. People use both of those, and then, you know, you have trauma. So the first one that you want to vote for would be that particular clearing. Once you do those prerequisites, those five, then you can do a donation of $200, send it to me, and I'll get you out the code so you can begin that clearing. And I would say it'd probably take about a month for you to work through that particular one because it's very, it's like state-of-the-art in the sense there's so much in there that it will help you out a whole bunch. That's one of the clearings that would be one of the special ones that would be on the website for an advanced type of clearing. So do that one first. And then after that, we'll be talking about the other clearing, which will be the body blueprint. So But this whole clearing here is actually needed first before you get into the body blueprint. So back to you, and you could probably listen to the program again to get those prerequisites. And we've got five tails, so I kind of got to get off. But I think we had a show after ours here. So here we go. Let's do the Mind to Heart Drop, everybody. And if you want to send us a picture for the light chamber for New York, you can. So you got about a week to do that. So here we go. That's $100. So here we go. Mind to Heart Drop. So command in your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. And we count from 10 to 1 3 times to do so. So dropping down with these thoughts. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. And we'll see you on our next DBS program, which will be Friday, but we're on station 2. Bye, everyone. Blessings.
Bye-bye.